Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. NVIDIA, maker of the highest end of chips that we have available in the solar system right now. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, joins me to talk NVIDIA. But this is NVIDIA in the black market, or the gray market, depending upon your age, what you call it. And we're welcoming our colleague Brendan Weichert, author of Winning Space, to help us weave through this necessarily non-transparent story. I start with the Financial Times headline. Malaysia to crack down on NVIDIA chip flows under U.S. pressure. Subhead, trade minister says Washington suspects high-end semiconductors are making it to China despite trade controls. Brandon, this is all new to me. NVIDIA makes a chip, and they're making new chips all the time. I believe the next iteration is called Vera Rubin, and after that there's a Feynman chip. So the high end is what everybody wants. And the biggest social media companies on Earth in the solar system are spending billions and billions, maybe even trillions, on ordering these chips. China, however, according to the policy of the United States of America under the Biden administration and now continued under the Trump administration, is forbidden from accessing NVIDIA chips, the highest-end chips. So what does Malaysia mean in this story? Malaysia is a customer of China, a client of China. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thank you for having me again, and hello, Gordon. Yeah, the Malaysia is one of these countries that's serving as this kind of shadowy intermediary, moving NVIDIA high-end chips through third-party countries into China's waiting hands. There's also concern that this has occurred in other places such as Singapore. I reported a year ago on how China was trying to get these chips from Middle Eastern countries like Qatar and the UAE and Saudi Arabia, as well as they were trying to, at one point about 10 years ago, trying to do this with, or about 8 years ago, with Israel. Didn't work. So this is not new for them, but it is very successful so far, which is why with Malaysia, which is why Washington is cracking down on Malaysia.
Gordon, you have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, in Singapore, which was one of the biggest buyer of NVIDIA chips, there are no data centers. So NVIDIA had to know that its chips were being sold from Singapore to someplace else. How come the U.S. government is not imposing costs and fines and penalties on NVIDIA?
That's a great question, and you might have to talk to the Trump administration, because now this is their ball game. Trump was the architect of the original iteration of the tech war during his first term, and he did use sanctions against countries and companies, so he could very easily restore that policy under his new administration. My concern so far, though, is I have been hearing from colleagues of mine who are in the Pentagon and in State Department right now, and it sounds like Trump is trying to play a little bit more nicer with China, at least at the start of this administration, than his first term, because he's hoping he can get some kind of a deal out of them. So that might be why he hasn't cracked the whip, if you will, on NVIDIA, but he probably should, because if China can fully acquire these high-end chips, then there's nothing stopping them in pretty much anything they want to do in the high-tech sector, notably with artificial intelligence. As you know, one of the biggest stumbling blocks to the AI research program in China is their lack of consistent access to these high-end chips. But with NVIDIA getting them through these third parties, that could, you know, they could easily get AI research more consistently than they already do.
I want to understand what it is that the NVIDIA chip can do for China that it can't do for itself. This is the highest end there is. It's almost a golden ring to possess it. However, the DeepSeek excitement over these last weeks, did not mention NVIDIA chips in the supply chain in order to, I think, generate results that were comparable to ChatGPT at a much less cost. I think that was the pitch. Or do we believe NVIDIA was in that chain and they just didn't mention it?
I have always suspected that NVIDIA was in that chain. They never said it, nor would they actually want to say that, because obviously that would sort of highlight the fact that China is definitely getting these chips from third parties, and then that could be cut off, by the United States. So I think that that was always implied. Remember, the founder of DeepSeek, when he did a CNBC interview, I think it was in Davos during the World Economic Forum meeting there, when he admitted that they had this capability, he did say that he didn't want to get into too many details because it could risk the U.S. coming after his firm and or his research center and what and his scientists. And so I think implied in that statement when he announced DeepSeek was they probably circumvented a lot of the trade controls that the that Washington had imposed on the production and movement of chips into China.
Therefore, they didn't fool anybody. Is that what you're saying, Brandon?
Well, I think that the Financial Times has the story, so they didn't fool anybody, no. But unfortunately, what are we going to do to stop it? And are they stockpiling? Because I have been saying since I initially reported on what China was trying to do, this would have been now 2 years ago in the Middle East, trying to access these chips from those entities there. I have been saying the concern is that they are stockpiling these systems, and then they're trying to reverse engineer them indigenously. Because right now, the problem is that China, they're not completely behind the curve with domestic chip production, but obviously TSMC in Taiwan, you've got Japan, South Korea, those are the real hubs of high-end chip development. China can produce sophisticated chips, but not to the level yet that these other firms in those three countries I just mentioned can. And so that's why they're having to import surreptitiously these chips.
Years ago, Gordon, we reported a story, I believe it was in London, about Wuhan, where a couple of entrepreneurs had convinced the government to give them lots of money, and they'd gone into Wuhan, and they were going to make a complete factory base in order to manufacture chips. Do you remember that story? And it flopped because they were crooks or something untoward. And the Chinese government was revealed as being the same as the U.S. government. It can't pick winners. Has that changed, Gordon?
Well, it hasn't changed. No, the Chinese government can't pick winners. But the Chinese government has an alternative strategy, and that is you just throw so much money at it that even though you have a lot of duds, you end up with some winners. Yeah. And so China has, as Brandon said, been making big progress on being able to design and make chips.
Yeah. And, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Brandon.
Well, and the nightmare scenario here is that China, they've gone in the last 5 years from being about 15 years behind the rest of the world in high-end chip production to being about 3 to 5 years behind. And the concern that I have is if they did decide to attack Taiwan, because remember, we're told the real deterrence against that is they don't want to blow up that high-end chip production facility in Taiwan any more than we want them to, because they need those chips. But if they can produce good enough chips, they could theoretically destroy the TSMC factory and then force the rest of the world to rely exclusively on Chinese chips. And that would remove the deterrent factor for a potential attack, a Chinese attack on Taiwan. So that's something that I also keep in the back of my mind.
And finally, right now, NVIDIA still dominates and China has not matched it. Yes or no?
They've not matched it, but they're getting closer every year.
Brandon Weikert, Winning Space is the book that tells you about the contest between the U.S. and China. Gordon Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.